All right, so today we're going to be talking about baptism, just for a little bit. But if you have your papers, break them on out. We're going to be also in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28. And if you have your Bibles with you, turn there to Matthew 28. Please stand with me if you're able to. Again, this will be brief here. Today's all about baptism. We'll pause the service, and then we pick up on the sand. So be there early, please. We're going to start even if you're not there. Matthew 28, verse 18. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love for us. You love the world so much that you gave us your only begotten Son, gave him over to be the sacrifice, to die on the cross and pour out his blood, thereby creating what we call the new covenant, the new testament, the new way that we can be saved from the fires of hell and have entrance into heaven, to spend eternity with you, to be pleasing to you, to be righteous in your sight. It's only by the blood, the death, the burial, the resurrection of your Son, our Savior Jesus. And we desire to embrace him not just as Savior for our sins, but also with those being baptized, that they would be helped to declare you as the Lord of their lives. But empower us. Open up our understanding of your word. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. 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 Thank you. You guys could have a seat if you would. So again, here on the paper, I'm going to go through this a little bit. You'll see it here. Baptism is part of your discipleship process. So please, please understand this. Throughout the years, I've tried to describe this to folks. It's not just a one-off, one-and-done deal. It's not just an event. Baptism is part of the process of making you what? A disciple of Jesus Christ. I didn't write it. Don't crucify me. It's here in Matthew 28. We just read this. So the great commission of the church is to make disciples. Amen? Not make money, not make members through membership. A lot of us have, in the church world, have gone way off. We got to come back to Jesus and the Bible. Amen? Make disciples. What is that? A disciple is a learner of the Lord. It's a follower of Jesus Christ. So he even tells his own disciples, as you read it and I did today, how do you make a disciple? Good question. So he tells you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So even as we have here written on the paper, this is an info page. We're not going to go everything here. So you can do your holy homework and read through and go through the scriptures here. Baptism doesn't get you saved, but baptism is for the saved. Amen? Also, real quick, I want to answer this question because I've been asked this throughout years. I've been baptized by the Mormon church. I've been baptized as a baby. Sprinkle tinkle. Does that matter? No. Why? Because it's not biblical. Let me say it again. Baby baptism, also called pedo baptism, is not biblical. I don't care if, well, I came out of a Reformed church, or I went to a Presbyterian church. They still baptize. They're Reformed. They've reformed out of the church. They didn't reform enough, let me just say. Get back to the Bible and Jesus Christ. Amen? So, yes, there are denominations and abominations that will baptize babies. Is it biblical? No. How old was Jesus when he got baptized? 30. Why did he do that? And you'll find on the paper, I'll just tell you out of my heart. Numbers chapter 4, a priest had to be 30 years of age when he started his ministry. Jesus started his earthly ministry, according to the book of Luke. He started at what age? 30. He got baptized at the age of 30. Thereby proving, like the book of Hebrews teaches, he's not just a priest. He's not just our great high priest. He's our great high priest. Okay, you'd have to prove that, and we have proof within the text. Amen? So we don't baptize babies. Neither did Jesus nor the disciples in the Bible, in the New Testament. So don't believe the lie. We need to get back to the word of truth. Amen? So, baptism is part of your discipleship process. We want you to understand it's not a one-and-done deal. I'm going to hang out. Yes, I'll be with Christians. Yes, I believe he's my Savior. Let me get baptized. Let me go live my life like I'm going to hell, like I did before. No. You've got a new life in Christ. It's a new beginning. You got a new family. You got a new hope. Everything's new. 2 Corinthians 5, old things have passed away. All things have become what? New. Nuevo. It's new. Okay, so please grasp that. If you grasp it as just a one and done, one time event, you'll come here, we don't see you, and then maybe other Christians don't get a hold of you, and what happens? It'll be worse, won't it? Why? Because even if you are saved, then you'll be harassed by the Holy Spirit saying, no, don't do this. Repent from that sin. No, don't sleep around. Don't drink around. Don't drug around. Repent. You have to turn away. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for your sins. He gave you a new life. You have to learn, like a caterpillar coming out, comes out of the cocoon as a butterfly. Got to learn to fly. You got to learn about this metamorphosis, this change, this new life. But I got my memories. Repent. Okay, turn away from that and keep turning to him. Amen? Okay, so part of your discipleship process. It's important to know that baptism is not just a one-time event, but we want to start you on your path following Jesus as Lord. Okay, so it's there. The next point here, and again, I'm going to make it brief. You can turn to Colossians chapter 2. Baptism is a symbol of death. If you're there in Matthew, make a right turn. Go to a book called Colossians. After 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, I remember learning this in California. GEPC, General Electric Power Company. So I remember that. Those four little books together. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. Go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Look at verse 11 here. Colossians 2, verse 11. Again, baptism is a symbol of death. In him, speaks of Jesus, you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Notice it says here, buried with him in what? Baptism. Another passage, Paul writes in Galatians 2, if you're taking notes, Galatians 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. I'm dead. Any walking dead men, walking dead women here? That's the Christian life, right? Dead to the past, alive to the new, amen? Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And praise God that Jesus Christ, through his power, his strength, by his Spirit, has raised us, has raised you from your dead old life, amen? And that's what we want to celebrate today. So it's like today's a big party day. I like that. Who here likes parties? I like that too. Okay, being honest. Raise him from the dead. And he raised us from the dead too. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him. Look at that. Alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Check this out. Verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which is contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the what? The cross. That's our namesake here. Calvary Chapel of the cross. That's where the work of Jesus to pay for your sins was done at the cross of Christ. He died. You don't need to do a single thing. Your work that you have to do to get saved is a work of faith. Amen? It's not like how much you give or go or do or don't. It's done. Amen? Stretch out his arms on the cross. He said, it is what? Finished the work that Jesus had to do to fulfill God's righteous requirement, fulfilling Torah. Torah means law. Fulfilling these requirements because you and I are sinners. Amen? And Jesus died. He paid. So it's not the cross plus something. The book called Galatians, we just quoted from, Galatians was written because back at that time, there were people that were like, okay, it's grace or the cross of Christ plus gotta get circumcised. Sorry, fellas. Got some good news and bad news. The good news is Jesus died for your sins. The bad news, snip, snip. Gotta get circumcised. And you gotta prove it. Oh, no. Sounds like, you know, hazing. I saw some episode on TV. No. It's not the cross plus anything. The cross of Jesus Christ, the work of Christ to die for your sins, it's not the cross plus anything else. That's why Paul wrote this book that you and I called Galatians. It was an apologetic saying, no. It's not the work of God through Jesus Christ plus your physical work of the flesh. They literally had to cut the flesh, circumcision. That's not going to equal salvation. Amen? So know that, because there's a lot of people today and a lot of denominations even that will push a lie that will lead people to believe that you have to do something to be saved. Your work that you do to get saved is a work of faith. Amen? Believe and receive, or deny and reject. That's it. There are only two camps in the whole world. So, Colossians 2, again, verse 11 through 15. Let me just read 15 for you. Having disarmed principalities and powers, Moses says, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I like this. If you've ever seen, hey guys, sorry, it's a little crowded here. Come on in. If you've ever seen like a football game, especially like Super Bowl, where there's like a lot of fancy hype and all, and they score a touchdown, especially an amazing touchdown, and they do the little end zone dance. Anybody ever see that? It's like, ooh, yeah, spike the ball. This is like what verse 15 is saying. It's like Jesus spiking the ball, okay? He did it for you, having disarmed principalities and powers. He disarmed Satan and these fallen angels. Jesus disarmed them, not you. Amen? This speaks of Jesus disarming them. So when I come to Christ, that curse that they had on me, or that bondage, is that still on me? Is there things I need to do? He disarmed them. Amen? This is what the Bible says. So don't believe there's a lot of lies out there, especially all around New York. There's a lot of folks that'll lie to you, tell you, you got to go and you got to rebuke Satan, you got to talk to him. That's called prayer. Don't pray to Satan. Amen? Be very, very careful. This says here, Colossians 2, verse 15, speaking of your salvation, having disarmed principalities and powers. He disarmed them. He made a public spectacle of them. Guess what Jesus is going to do today? Through the people that will be baptized, a whole bunch of people who here again is going to get baptized today. He's going to make a public spectacle. Amen. Jesus is going to make a public spectacle of these fallen angels, Satan and the demonic realm. He wants to make a public spectacle. He's going to do that today, triumphing over them in it. Today is like an end zone dance. If you want to look at it like that, I'd get creative with that. He makes a public spectacle of them. Allow him to do that through you today and every day. So today we're going to do that, you know, a big group of us. Praise God for that. Again, you can go through this later on. I'm going to go ahead and close here. You can go through this whole paper. Again, baptism, baby baptism, it's not biblical. Should I get baptized before starting to serve? Typically, you'll find that in the second page. Typically, people do, just like Christ Jesus. He didn't have to get baptized to get saved, obviously. Jesus had no sin. But he showed us the path, the way. And he did baptism before he served, before he did any miracles, any work in his earthly ministry. That's typically the route that most of us go through. So I'm going to close this with a word of prayer. Can we all stand, please? As I promise, this will be a brief service. We're going to close here in a word of prayer. We're pausing right now, and then we're going to unpause. We'll continue on the beach on the sand at 2 p.m., amen? But right now, I'm going to close this with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to invite forward all those that want to be baptized. Who here is going to get baptized today? If there's any of you new folks that want to jump into, you can. Just let me know. But I'm going to close this with prayer, and then I'm going to invite forward those that want to be baptized, and we're going to pray for you. Okay, there's some of us other men, Andy, Jose, you fellas, JP, Hector, come forward too. We can help pray for them. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious new life, a new beginning, a new hope, a new family. You even gave us a new set of things to look forward to obey in your word, your holy word, the word of truth. And you give us the spirit of truth. We're no longer people of lies, no longer people of Satan. You want to make a public spectacle of them. You're going to do that in a big way today. And we praise you and thank you for that. We get to glorify you. We get to declare you as not just Savior for our sins, Jesus, but as the Lord of our lives. And we get to help others here that are part of the family of God. But empower us today to glorify you. For we ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.